What if integrity is living like the Creator intended? What if we are not mice that make a mess while the cat is elsewhere? What if it is in our best interest to consider that the Creator is watching us, and doing what He intended for us to do, without grumbling, willingly, and with joy? What if liberty to do whatever you want to do is not just stupid but also what makes you miserable? Because the smart way to live is by the design the Creator created for us? And that is not liberty. It is living by design. Design is always restriction. What if the order of things is that newly minted humans, aka children, learn from their parents? They accept their guidance. Learn from everything and everyone, instead of relying on their own wisdom to do things? Yesterday in the New Aspects of Integrity workshop I had a huge revelation. My students are people who disrespected their parents, disrespected their guidance. They never amounted to much, and they are unhappy with their lives. Humanity, each and every human is designed to be born with tabula rasa. I.e. an empty/clean slate, an empty brain. So this means, a human needs to learn everything. There are two ways to learn something, the easy way and the hard way. The hard way looks easy from the point of view of the child, try. Result, no learning, potential death or injury. Arrogance simply means to say, I already know, don't tell me. And that is the predominant attitude of all humans. Probably the result of the unintended, unplanned birth of humanity. The Big Bang. The original vessel, the souls of humanity never had to learn anything. The vessel arrogantly refused to accept the Creator's light. It said, I have enough. I want to be a giver too. Never realizing that you cannot give what you don't have. Never realizing that before you can give you first need to receive. The vessel, the souls, humanity is ungrateful. Demonstrates no gratitude. No humility. Demonstrates pure arrogance. Unless humanity evolves. And that arrogance, through the souls, carried over to humanity. And has been growing and now has reached a size that humans refuse to learn anything. And unless by intervention, like an alcoholic, they will continue their arrogant ways. I was lucky. My intervention came at age 16. I had already been expelled from one high school, and now I was going to be expelled from another, when my father made a deal with the school. What he did was somewhat illegal. A teacher told me, and I decided that if my father is willing to risk jail for me, I won't let that sacrifice be for nothing. So I buckled down, and for the first time in my life, I started studying. 4 to 5 hours a night. I don't know how much other students studied, because it wasn't a competition. It wasn't getting passing grades, or good grades. It was to pay for my father's life. And nothing was too much for that. The same intervention doesn't work for everyone. The most dyed-in-the-wool resistor to learn anything, resistor that learning is even necessary, doesn't, cannot see that his father's sacrifice needs to be reciprocated, or else. This or else is very important. Life punishes you. Because if you are forcing life to work the way it isn't designed, it doesn't work. Why? Because it doesn't work that way. The intelligent way to approach anything is to see how it works, and then adjust your methods to go with how it works, not against it. But, of course, intelligence in this issue means accepting and adjusting. Not forcing. And not hoping. It should work. Says the not intelligent. And if you ask why, they say because it should. Lol. It would be funny if it weren't tragic. I learned about the attitude whatever. When I was about 45. Whatever means that what the other person said is noise. That whatever the design is noise. That you are smarter than that, and that you know better. You know everything. When I look at high achievers, and I know a few, they are readers. Learners. Reading is, for most, the number one way to learn. Learn from what other people found out. Learn from their mistakes. Read every day, not just when it is already too late. One of my favorite audios is about preparation. About being prepared. Ultimately about learning, although on the surface it doesn't sound that way. But what happens if you never learned? Never followed people down to the rabbit hole and see what bad stuff can happen there? What happens is that you know that it is going to work out, because. Why is that? Because it should. Which means that you claim to know the design of life, the design of everything without ever learning it. Ultimately that is what makes the 8 billion the 8 billion, and the 1,000 the 1,000. Or Homo sapiens Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens should be called Homo thinks he is sapient. What is meant by sapient? Wise, sage, sapient, judicious, prudent, sensible, sane mean having or showing sound judgment. Wise suggests great understanding of people and of situations and unusual discernment and judgment in dealing with them. But if you look, it is, any of it, is rare. And more importantly, when it is there, it is a learned behavior. So no, Homo sapiens is a misnomer. It should be Homo arrogans. Here are a few other options. Superbus. Proud, superb, arrogant, haughty, supercilious, overbearing. Arrogance. Assuming, arrogant, haughty, supercilious, presumptuous, conceited. Insolence. Insolent, haughty, immoderate, excessive, unusual, arrogant. Adrogans. Arrogant, presumptuous, assuming, haughty, supercilious, conceited. Tumidus. Swollen, turgid, arrogant, conceited, haughty, rising. Celsus. Lofty, high, tall, exalted, erect, arrogant. Sublatus. Elated, uplifted, arrogant, haughty. Ferox. Wild, spirited, insolent, warlike, headstrong, arrogant. Supinus. Supine, backward, lying, lazy, downward, arrogant. Now, here is the problem: an arrogant person cannot see that they are arrogant. They believe their own press, so to say. Otherwise they would not be so surprised that what they say should work doesn't. The question is it possible to turn a homo arrogans to a homo disciple, the learning human? The ancients express the rules of life for humans: I hear, I see, I learn. Or ni disir sessa. Either learn or depart middle dot out dis out decede. Depart life. Much like honorable or dishonorable discharge. Whether you end up on skid row or in prison slash crime, or you are just not happy is what dishonorable discharge means in life. So we can safely say that living life by design is what is integrity. This is why the principle, without integrity nothing works. Because buildings collapse, brakes fail, airplanes drop, societies collapse, marriages break up because of lack of integrity. Or you get paid minimum wage. For the same reason. You may be bright, but you still think that learning is for other people. Or even more likely. You can't even hear that other people learn, train, practice. I train myself to see more. And while I am 75 years old, and I am still diligently learning, I share it with you. And you don't hear it. You still know that I have the talent and you don't. Which is about as far from the truth as it can be. The difference between you and me is that I know I need to learn, that I know that learning slash training is the key to the kingdom, and you don't. You could, but your worldview is blocking it. If you ever wondered why it takes years to train people to raise their vibration, to become all they can become, now you know. Even at 10% hearing capacity, which is already an achievement, it will take years. And for the student who got to 10%, it took her nearly 190-minute one-on-one training calls, the Friday podcast, before she surrendered and allowed me to train her. Had she paid for it, it would have cost her $25,000. Just to get to the point where she can be trained. She reports that for the first time in her life when she reads an article, a manual, instruction, it now makes sense to her. So she is now able to even self-train, be trained by books, videos, audios. And become all she can become. The 100 calls were to just remove the mistaken ideas of how the world works, how her avoid domination behavior helps no one, especially not her. How hoping for the best is harmful unless it is accompanied by proper preparation for the worst. Here is an interesting number though. If you wait for life to train you, life to teach you, you'll pay a whole lot more money, and grief, for your education, that may never take you to where you really want to be. My student and podcast partner is a doctor. She can increase her income by hundreds of thousands of dollars a year now that she got to a place where she can self-train. She can add millions. Obviously, you need to calculate from your actual starting point. Another student of mine has a degree in psychology. Her current flow-through rate for training is 1%. If she raised it even to just 5%, her future income as a psychologist could increase tenfold, not mentioning her job satisfaction. Another student increased her trainability to 3%, and now she is on her way to earn a living for the first time in her life, and stop living on handouts. You can see that what I am saying is that the most important learning is learning how the world works. The framework. Framework is like a skeleton. Life and how it works is a skeleton. Let's say a horse. When it has all the right pieces attached to the horse skeleton, it will be a big, graceful, fast horse. But if your current view of life, worldview, is like a dragon skeleton. All the knowledge you attach to it will not make it a dragon. At best it will be a sick rabbit and it won't fly. Can't fly. You can't find pieces in the world to make it fly. To everyone's surprise in yesterday's Integrity Live class, we saw that unless we make amends to our parents, we will never be able to move from our attitude of ingratitude and animosity towards them. We'll need to use our lives to make them wrong. To prove that they made us unhappy. By remaining unhappy, unsuccessful, to prove it. I had a crucial moment in my life back in 1992. My mother was visiting. One evening she asked, meekly, "Was I a horrible mother?" Automatically answering that question, the answer would have been, "Hell yeah." But I gave myself a few seconds to choose. It turns out I chose my whole future. My future happiness in those moments. I answered, "You were the perfect mother for me, because my life turned out." My mother died soon after, peaceful that she did a good job with me. And I gave myself permission to not have to prove that my mother destroyed me, that my mother abused me. Instead, I could put all my energies into growing. I want that for you. Even if you had horrible parents, what they really wanted for you is to be happy, to be successful. Hell, that is what the selfish gene wants. They didn't have to be smart or good to want it for you. If there is anything really to learn from this article is this: you have what you caused. For yourself. And you'll always have what you cause for yourself. If you cause learning, if you cause a worldview that is harmonious with life, with how life works, you've caused that, and with that a good life, a life you can be proud of. If you continually cause yourself to not believe a world that you don't agree with, you've caused that. And you'll suffer, because your worldview is likely not harmonious with life. It is a warped reflection of how life works. And you'll have a bad life, and you'll hate it and yourself. So what should you do? Well, first find out where you are at. The numbers I measure in the starting point measurements are an accurate picture of where you start at. And then, if you are moved to do that, start practicing declaring yourself incompetent. To allow some learning, instead of agreeing and disagreeing. Don't be afraid, but be selective who you listen to. Today 40% of Americans, for example, listen to conspiracy theories. And because conspiracy theories are based on not how life works, these people are miserable, and will remain that way. Don't be one of them. Find training, teaching that is closer to how it, life, really is. I am very selective in what I allow to come in. Books, articles, videos, movies, TV shows, friends, conversations, lectures, games, everything. If you used a calculator to decide what to allow in, every 1% drop in truth value will cost you $100,000 in future income. Is that true? Consider it true. It will keep you, hopefully, straight. Even if it is conversations with your spouse, children, siblings, co-workers or parents. Be selfish. And if you think you are ready for the 67 steps, then here is the link. Learn the rules of the game called life.